Today's show is brought to you by Hump Day. Think how much HR hates this word every Wednesday.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
What is that?
Like you don't know.
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Huh? What?
Wake up! Don't want to sleep through your big day.
This happens every day.
It happens every day.
My word, what a gorgeous way to wake up.
Good morning, dinguses.
Some days don't you want to just wake up and say,
all right, ladies, buckle up, buckle up.
It's ho time.
Good morning, dinguses. Hey there, it's The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, it's really easy. You have to enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So, real easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. So here's what we do. And if you're a regular listener or a regular viewer, you already know this. But if you're brand new to the program and are just catching us for the first time in your feed, well, we want to edumacate you, and we do that at the top of every show. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish mid-mornings, Monday through Friday. Do a new show every single day, Monday through Friday. And then we take all those vocal packets, let's say, all the interviews and bits and segments and things that we talk about, and we repack that all into a full-length podcast each and every day, Monday through Friday. And that podcast drops right around noon or so, minus the music that we play during the live show on Radio 434, which is really, really cool. Check it out. And you can find the podcast on the Alexa device. It's really easy. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, YouTube, pretty much everywhere. Just search the Mike Show VA, and you'll find it. It's our virtual time machine. I just got an email from one of these podcast repackaging sites or services or whatever, and they were astounded that we produce so many podcasts each and every year. We produce more content than just about any other podcaster that's out there. That is what they said. You produce far more podcasts than anybody that makes podcasts. Hundreds and hundreds of episodes. I think we had about 240 episodes per year in and around there. And we've been doing the podcast thing now for years. We're at least in year four of repacking the show as a podcast. So there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes. It's like our virtual time machine. You can go back and listen, listen longer, linger longer. And you can even watch our show segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we have your five random facts where we'll get really, really smart. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news where we'll get really stupid. And then, question of the day. Is this acceptable now? An intern called off work because, quote, her energy felt a little off. All right. It was a Gen Z intern's email to her boss, and it's going viral. And we want to know what you think. I could just straight up read this as a impartial news presenter, or I can do a deeper dive and give you my thoughts on the subject. I might do a little bit of both. I'm not exactly sure, but we'll see. So we've got that. And then, of course, we had to turn it into a top list. Top things that set Gen Z's energy off. Okay, there we go. That's all on the way. What else? Oh, yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit. Now, this is going to happen on Thursday. This is going to happen tomorrow. We've got Yappy Hour. Yes, it's a play on Happy Hour. Yappy Hour at Three Roads Brewing. From 5 to 7 on Thursday. And of course, we're going to be doing the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Happy Hour as well. We've got the band Me and the Moon with Daniel Capel and Creasy. And they're going to be entertaining us. But there's going to be Lynchburg Parks and Rec and the Humane Society and Lynchburg Water Resources. And a whole bunch of other folks are going to be there. They're going to be vendors. They're going to be puppies from the Humane Society that you can take a look at. That's all going to be at Three Roads on Thursday, this coming Thursday. So we'll talk about that. That's tomorrow. Yes, that is tomorrow. So we'll talk about that, give you your proper invitation, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. I'm going to see if we can line up one or two additional guests that can be on the show, on this show, ahead of Yappy Hour. So stay tuned for that. All right. Yeah, I think I covered everything. It's all that and more on the Wednesday Hump Day edition of The Mike Show. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Attention, Generation Z. Remember, life is short, so make every second count by scrolling endlessly on your phone. Because you know what you can't do when you're 6 feet under? Swipe or double tap. Or laugh at that meme for the 100th time. So don't waste your precious minutes doing silly things like talking to humans or experiencing life. Keep scrolling, because when you're gone, your screen time is too.
Greetings, whiny American employees. This is your boss. How does it feel to be the fourth largest pant-sweating sissies in the world? In my day, we didn't have comfy office chairs and laser printers. We sat on a branch and scribbled on tree bark. And we didn't have desks and conference tables. We did our work on the backs of bloated animal carcasses. And we didn't have coffee breaks. Everyone sipped saliva through a sheep's bladder, and we liked it. So toughen up, Nancy boy. Come talk to me when your lunch break consists of tracking and spearing a fanged marsupial. Confound this futuristic contraption.
It's The Mike Show, yeah. That would have been my boss. All right, so... I am either going to read this as just a completely neutral news person, or I'm going to interject my own thoughts in this. But anyway, the question of the day is this acceptable now? All right. What would your boss say? What would your boss say if you sent them this email or this text? Somebody who works in an AI startup posted a screenshot on Reddit after a Gen Z intern called off work because, quote, her energy felt a little off. It was a last-minute request, or not even a request. She just sort of told her boss it was happening. Quote, feeling a bit overwhelmed with all the work, and my energy feels a little off, so not getting that vibe. She said she'd be out July 27th to the 30th and ended it with, we'll talk soon. Bye. The 28th was a Monday, so she basically took a super long weekend. So is my energy feels off a valid excuse to call off work? Okay. I guess I can give you my opinion, and then I can also give you my take on things from my position. Okay. I do my own stuff. I built my own company. Companies. I rely on my business to make a living. Okay. And I personally can't afford, if my energy feels off, to not show up to work. So now she's an intern and she's young and she's just getting started out in life. And I also get, I don't completely understand, but I have witnessed this new generation coming into the workforce or not. And it's a puzzler. It really is. When I'm going to sound like a geezer now. When I graduated, when I graduated high school, I already had three jobs. And I kept them all through going through college. I worked at a commercial radio station, which was a fairly big station, and the campus radio station at my college wanted me to pull a couple shifts, and I was like, no, I can't do that. I have a job. So I have always worked from the time I was like 15 years old. I always had a job. So I don't understand or can't wrap my brain around this. Okay. I just can't. But I also work with a lot of creatives. And there are a lot of creatives in this business that would be like, yeah, I'm just not feeling it, kind of overwhelmed, energy's a little off, I gotta take a break. So, but me personally, I think it's kind of ridiculous. Anywho, back to this. The guy who posted it titled the post, Corporate World is Not Ready for Gen Z. I will agree with that statement. But he said he did ultimately approve the request. All right, so that brings us to our top list. A Gen Z intern asked off from work because her, quote, energy felt a little off, end quote. We can go in two directions from here. We can openly mock her, or we can look at the root cause of her affliction and then openly mock her. So enjoy today's list. It's our top list today. Top things that set Gen Z's energy off. All right, here we go. Number one, eye contact. The airline refusing to let them board with a therapy parrot. Therapy parrot. Top things that set Gen Z's energy off. A TikTok outage. Accusations that Stranger Things is a Goonies ripoff. It really is. Top things that set Gen Z's energy off. Getting their own fries instead of paying Uber Eats $25 to deliver them. Top things that set Gen Z's energy off. nobody noticing their new forearm tattoo of a parallelogram. A nose ring infection. Sorry. Top things that set Gen Z's energy off. Student loan bills for $180,000 for a degree in gender studies. Top list today, top things that set Gen Z's energy off. mom and dad suggesting that they move into their own place. Yeah, there you go. It is the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Today's the Wednesday Hump Day edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. McDonald's unveiled an adult Happy Meal. It comes with a burger, fries, and a fifth of scotch. 3,000 Boeing workers went on strike. Management left the door open for negotiations. Technically, the door fell off, but you get the point. Chili's is selling cowboy boots made from the material used in their booths. Meanwhile, Arby's is selling roast beef made from old cowboy boots. Heidi Klum started a cleanse for parasites. My wife says she gets rid of parasites every morning when she drops the kids off at school. And the Connecticut Sun WNBA team is being sold for $325 million. To put that in perspective, that's $1 million per fan. This is not headline news.
It is not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program, looking at tower cam position number 4 at the river and the fountain. All right. Coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter, with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's probably best that way. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. A pair of identical twins marrying identical twins is called a quaternary marriage. A quaternary marriage. Genetically, their kids would technically be considered first cousins, but their DNA would be that of siblings. I don't understand. Number two. Now I need a pronunciation for this. I think I might know how to pronounce it, but I don't want to botch it. Here. Quintera. No, I'm gonna botch it. So here, play this. Here we go. I love this guy.
Spanish pronunciation. Quinceañera.
Quinceañera. I'm trying to. In
Spain, the C is pronounced like TH.
Oh.
Quinceañera.
Oh.
In the central Spain. English pronunciation.
Totally got it wrong.
Quinceañera.
Quinceañera. Okay, thank you. All right, so that is a girl celebrating her 15th birthday. A quinceañera is the girl celebrating her 15th birthday, not the name of the celebration itself. Oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Number 15, yeah. Number three, when the Motion Picture Association of America created its rating system, they didn't trademark it. So the porn industry started using the X rating and then eventually created the XXX rating.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Number four, red Solo cups are a popular souvenir for European tourists to take home after they visit the U.S. And number five, the average fast food burger contains meat from around 55 different cows.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
I mean, maybe.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
I don't know. And there you go. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
All right. Coming up, we have, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminet. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, a gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit TimberlakeChiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, TripAdvisor ranks Dollywood ahead of Disney and Universal when it comes to theme parks. Could it be true that more people want to ride Thunderhead than Space Mountain?
More folks are lining up for cinnamon bread than overpriced mouse-shaped pretzels. And Dolly Parton, she don't need a castle. She built an empire with a banjo and a bra. Meanwhile, at Disneyland, Mickey's having a midlife crisis, and Elsa, well, she finally let it go after checking ticket prices. So skip the three-hour line to wave at a cartoon. At Dollywood, they got real thrills and real food.
We even hear Cinderella's planning a vacation to Tennessee. Glass slipper optional.
Dollywood. Fewer mice, better biscuits.
Fewer mice, better biscuits. That might just be today's episode name. Sorry, I have to derail this, because if I don't write it down, I'm going to forget it. So I might as well just put it into the new episode thingy. Here, why did that not publish? Okay, now publish. Episode 144. Season 25. Better biscuits, fewer mice, or fewer mice, better biscuits? Yeah, fewer mice. Mice. Better biscuits. There we go. That's today's episode. All right, let's go to viral videos now that I've derailed the segment. Sorry. Okay. Oh, man, oh, man. This is disgusting. Travel was really stinky for some travelers at the Atlanta International Airport when the ceiling began to leak water. It was raw sewage.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, it was
in the buttock.
No, so. Out of. Jamil Carlos Jr. was waiting at his gate when it got even worse. Here's the moment caught on camera when raw sewage began spilling out.
There goes the ceiling.
Oh. Okay. Jamil said it had been pouring consistently for maybe 10 to 15 seconds, and it just progressively got worse. It stinks really bad. Let's go to... Oh, it's National Root Beer Float Day.
I'm going to let you do something I've only let 12 other guys do. Buy me a root beer float.
a small batch. Speaking of... No. A small batch ice cream company based in New York has released a limited number pints of breast milk ice cream. Here's TikToker and food reviewer Sam E. Goldberg giving it a try.
So what we're going to do right now is, why don't we try some breast milk? I do want to try it with gold, because why wouldn't we? All right, there we go. I mean, quite honestly, I think it tastes like pralines and cream. It tastes like pralines and cream ice cream, I have to say. I mean, if this is what breast milk tastes like, I know why babies are so into it. There you go right there. Breast milk ice cream right here in Dumbo, just like your mom used to make. And I got to say, this might be the best breast milk ice cream I've ever had.
Yeah, okay. A Georgia man ended up in the ER for a rabies shot after he was scratched by a bat at a home goods store. Oh, he was picking an item off the shelf, and that's when he came in contact with it. Here he is talking about the encounter.
Well, I'm currently in the ER.
Yo, all I do, I just went to go pick up a mug just to be funny.
It's a literal bat, bro. I just got scratched by that.
Oh, man. Music. There we go. Paris Hilton got a private jet for her birthday. I mean...
I'm rich. Yeah. You're not.
Not a ride in one. An actual private jet. Her husband, Carter Rim, I can't pronounce that, gave her a customized pink and white private jet as a gift. And it even has her trademark phrase, That's Hot stenciled on the outside.
That's hot.
Yeah, I bet it is. I gotta save that one. Gonna do it. Sorry, gang. Derailing again. Hot. Okay. Let's see. Skip that. Are we going to comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Pat McGann talking about going to the zoo.
That's expensive. You go to the zoo, it's like you got to pay to get in, pay to park. The food's not cheap. And then you go in there, and the tigers are sleeping. It's like, really? I'm 70 bucks deep. You want to get a manager over here? And poke one of these things? Let's go. It's visiting hours. They had a lion there in the cage, just pacing back and forth. My daughter picked up on it. Like, I don't think he's happy. What's he thinking? I was like, he's thinking about killing all of us. That's what he's thinking. Then she freaked out. I want to go home. I was like, you know what? So does he. He wants to go home too. They didn't trick him when they painted the jungle on the back of his cell. Don't you love how they do that? They try and recreate the habitat with some painting. Like, that's fooling the animal. Like, oh, maybe I'm back in the Serengeti. There's my buddies over there. Just runs into a wall. Turns around, sees a bunch of fat people eating fried dough. I'm going to do that, you know? My wife, she's been talking about going to Hawaii. I'm just going to paint some palm trees on our wall. Yeah, she'll come home from work. I'll be like, aloha. Here's your Mai Tai.
All right, that is your Audio Vault for today. Where's the music? Why can't we get music in here consistently? There we go. This is your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and comfortably and maybe vigorously. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. A 32-year-old man in California named Tyler Jones was allegedly caught shoplifting $1,500 worth of merchandise from three Bay Area pharmacies last month, including 21 bottles of probiotics, He hit a CVS, a Walgreens, and a Safeway grocery store. He wasn't concerned about his own gut health. He planned to resell the probiotics in San Francisco. Tyler was caught after running out of the Safeway and hopping onto a bike with three backpacks and two shopping bags. He was stopped by police for riding his bike on the road without lights at night, but he thought he was stopped because the Safeway employees had reported him. So he blurted out something like, quote, "I didn't steal from that Safeway." So he outed himself. He also had two fentanyl pipes with him. And then there's this. A woman in Los Angeles was left with a nearly $8,000 parking bill after visiting a local hospital. She was only there for 45 minutes, but her receipt from the parking machine claimed her car was parked there for 3 years. Here's Kate Daniels talking about getting the massive bill.
Could be the difference between, you know, paying your rent or mortgage, paying for medications. The ticket had indicated I was there since July 3rd, 2022. I said, well, who can I speak with? And he refused to give me a name of anyone I could speak with. I'm going to speak up. That's not okay. Two different people have said things like this happen in that lot. Makes me think I'm not the only one that this has happened to.
Wow. Good Lord. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment. Where's the good news story? There it is. Got it. A Wisconsin restaurant owner named Chad Trainer is in the news after a bunch of teenagers stepped up to help keep him in business. Last September, his wife Carol had a grand mal seizure and was in the hospital for 8 months. Sadly, she didn't make it. But the teens he hired kept the business going while they were going through this medical crisis. Here's Chad and the teen workers getting emotional as they talked about it.
In this room on September 28th, she collapsed on the floor and had a grand mal seizure. Not once. I didn't ask one teenager to do anything extra. They just did it.
Me and Tori, mainly, we would go shopping for Chad.
It's a family here.
Carol always offered help with like school homework and just like life in general.
I mean, we didn't know at the time. My wife was dying and they just thought they were helping out because we were, she needed help. You know, they needed things covered till she came back. Without them, the restaurant would not exist.
Wow. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up in August 22nd through the 24th, they've got their Hill City Slide fundraiser coming to downtown Lynchburg. Visit hillcityslide.com to purchase your tickets and to reserve your time slot. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.